Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. First of all, I want to mention that I'm running out of topics for my segment. So if you have any questions or topics related to our mission, then please pass them along. It can be anything to do with weather or tsunamis or anything related to what the rest of NOAA does, such as tides or fisheries or even whales. Basically, anything to do with the atmosphere or ocean is fair game. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer. Email troy.nicolini at noaa.gov with questions or topics you'd like covered. Okay, for this week, I'd like to finish out the topic of small hailstorms. And last time I mentioned that Humboldt Bay area can get sudden and severe small hailstorms right down to the coast. These are most likely from about now through March and can suddenly occur, but not without warning. So one key to staying safe while driving during these conditions is to look for the signals that let you know small hail may occur. And here's the typical scenario. You can be driving along during one of those days where there's some heavy rain, followed by short periods of time where there's no rain, possibly even some sunshine. And then one of those times when it starts to rain really hard, the rain suddenly turns to hail, and that hail starts to accumulate on the roadway. And if you're still driving fast when this happens, it can be really dangerous. So it's super important to go easy on the steering wheel and brakes. Any sudden movement of your steering wheel or too much pressure on your brakes can put your car into an out-of-control spin. It's better to let off on the accelerator to let your car slow down gradually while steering as straight as you can for the road that you're on. Of course, it's best to avoid the situation in the first place. So if you're driving in those weather conditions and you see either really dark clouds ahead or you start to drive into really heavy rainfall, train your mind to think hail and then slow down before you find yourself on a layer of hail going too fast. Of course, this is a good practice even if you don't end up in hail, since heavy rain can also just cause ponding of water on the road, and that can cause your car to lose control. I want to mention that our team at the National Weather Service watches for these conditions that lead to small hail, and then we push information out in real time through radio stations like this one to let you know if small hail is likely. And one last point I want to make, if you do spin out of control on some hail and end up on the side of the road, stay in your car with your seatbelt on. A car coming behind you could also spin out of control, and being outside of your car makes you extremely vulnerable to being hit by them. And furthermore, wearing your seatbelt also ensures that you're protected if they hit your car. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.